Hi. Change of focus. We've just talked about big, big EU funding for large projects. We are Marie and Marie from Prototype Fund, and we're here to talking about small innovation funding. There's this trend of infrastructure and maintenance, which is like super great, and we're not questioning this at all. The context is that funders, they really like shiny things they can show, and we remember maybe 10 years ago, everyone wanted to like start funding their own apps, their own platforms, whatever. And in the last years, people have been saying this is not good, we need to care about maintenance, we need to care about infrastructure, we can't keep producing new stuff for the software graveyard. And that's how stuff like the Sovereign Tech Fund or Sovereign Tech Agency was funded, how other funders that were not even in tech started writing reports about roads and bridges. Open Tech Fund in the US started doing more infrastructure maintenance stuff. And no question about that, that's just not our topic today. The reason we're here about today is to talk about funding innovation and small projects, because infrastructure being important, maintenance being important, doesn't mean that we should stop caring about setting up new structures and better structures to fund innovative ideas. Innovation is often seen as a bit problematic in our communities, rightfully, because there has been this software graveyard production. But today I want to go a bit into why it's still important and how we can do this better. Yours.
Thanks. So one reason is, of course, that every project starts small. Someday someone said, we need an open source software ticketing platform, and they build it. And now you probably all have used Pretix to buy conference tickets. Someday someone said, we need a data secure period tracking app, so that one that doesn't misuse people's data, and they build it. Someday someone said Sea-Watch needs software to coordinate their missions, and they build it. And these projects only exist because people had the ideas and they got the financial support to work on those ideas. Another reason is that we want the free and open source software community in the field to be more diverse, and we want people from different backgrounds to be able to work on their ideas. So starting a project often requires a lot of resources, mostly time, of course, but also having a network, knowing people who have the expertise, who can support them with specific tasks, having the money to bring in, to cover expenses like server costs or, I don't know, creating a logo. And people who come from a more privileged background often have these kind of resources and have these kind of networks. And sometimes even have the ability to live off their savings to work on a project for 6 months. But not everyone does.
Another reason is because the expertise is not only in companies that have capacities for research and development to fund new ideas. People have ideas because they navigate communities that have specific needs, because maybe they themselves have specific needs, because they volunteer, because they acquire knowledge in niches that are not relevant to companies. And if we just let companies fund innovation, we won't get that. Examples from our funding experiences, for example, a cancer patient knows better what health tracking app they need than a software company who's thinking there is a business there. Or someone who teaches German in a school to migrants knows better what tools will be helpful for them to learn the language than Duolingo, which like doesn't work for anyone anyway. Or to get back to Sea-Watch, only people who have actually been on these boats on the ground know what software is needed there. There can't be a company that's just like going to figure out what they need. And these people, they don't only know what is needed, they also are mostly the first who know this is needed now. So in the pandemic in 2020, one example is that we saw many tools that emerged from civil society that were there for people to connect with each other, like all these tool calls, all these platforms that were like trying to find new ways to connect with each other, do calls in a better way than Zoom. Nobody urgently needed some like blockchain, Web3, whatever thing. Like, that's not the applications we got as funders. They wanted these stable calls. They wanted to be able to talk to their grandma who was in isolation. They wanted people who were maybe not super power users of open source tools to be able to use these privacy protecting tools. They wanted to be able to work remotely correctly and still use free and open source software. And they wanted to not risk their health by having to go places. And that's the kind of stuff we saw. People didn't follow the trends that were like set by agencies, companies, governments. And without these alternatives to tech giants like BigBlueButton, Jitsi, Nextcloud, and co, which we relied on a lot as communities, I won't go into why this is important, because like tech giants being shit, it's like everywhere at FOSDEM, but like that's also a thing.
Yeah, so now that we've gone over this, why this type of funding is so important, and before we go into it, how to make it work and to share our suggestions with you to fund small early stage projects, we want to give you a bit of context who we are and where we come from and why we have learned about these things. So we both work at Prototype Fund, which is a German free and open source fund. It's a project by the Open Knowledge Foundation Germany, and it's funded by the Federal Ministry for Education and Research in Germany. In a nutshell, we have funding periods of 6 months. We had 16 rounds of funding in now 8 years, and we had approximately 25 projects per round. Those projects got a maximum of €47,500 per funding. We have funded 387 projects in all of those rounds. The last one is the 16th round, which will be ending this month. And we spent a total, or we could grant a total of €16.6 million in funding for those projects. And for all of those 16 funding rounds, we received over 4,000 applications in total, and we've read them all. The idea of Prototype Fund is to have a lightweight funding structure that allows a maximum of people to participate in it. So we fund people. We fund people or small teams, no companies, no institutions. And we, for example, have a very short application form. We give them support with the admin stuff, with the ministry, and we have little reporting.
For funders, this is a bit funder technical as a word, but we are what funders call a hands-on funder. That means we're not that funder that is going to tell you, here's a bunch of money, we like your project, and in 2 years you report and have fun. And then we'll find a bunch of holes in your report and ask you a lot of questions. What we do is that we're closely in touch with the people we fund all the time. We do regular short updates per email. We have a chat platform. We do one-on-one calls when needed. We check that everything's going all right. We offer extra coachings with coaching partners, thematic workshops about how to build a brand around a product, like